Frank with Fearless Radio. Glad to have you aboard this beautiful but wintry Sunday afternoon. Well, I guess we've got a lot of interesting stuff going on, folks. I just read a billboard as I was coming to the office where I broadcast from, and it gave me some real encouragement. I'm sitting here in Utah, and as I drove down the freeway, there's this huge billboard that said, it had a picture of a whole line of traffic, just a lot of traffic. And it said 384 cameras, so you'll never have to be in a traffic jam again. Now, I gotta ask you, how dumb do they think we are? Anyway, but then again, you all know that I've got kind of an attitude problem anyway. But, you know, that brings up the subject of propaganda and how it works. You know, the way that we perceive life is based a lot on our attitudes and our emotions at the time. You know, you've all heard the old concept of the optimist looks at the glass as half full and the pessimist looks at it as half empty. I suspect that we all at one time or another are both a pessimist and an optimist. Because I've sure looked at the glass as half empty a lot of times, and I've looked at it as half full when I'm in a good mood. But I guess maybe the subject that we're going to cover a little bit to begin with today is the idea of perception. That billboard telling us how many cameras were watching us, for a lot of Americans, will soothe their concern, first of all. A high percentage of the Americans haven't even noticed those little cameras that are sitting up at every intersection watching you. And for those folks, I'm sure that they will buy the idea that everything is for our own good. Golly gee, they went to all of that expense to put those cameras up there just so that they can get on the radio and tell us what areas to avoid because there's a jam up at that intersection. My gosh, when will it ever end, the good deeds and the care that they're taking of us? I think I'll just suck my thumb, rub my blankie against my cheek, and go to sleep. Again, I'm sorry about the attitude, but I just, you know, it really ticks me off. And, you know, I got a question for you. When you see a police car going down the street or coming your direction, and if you happen to have a radar detector and they have their radar equipment on trying to check your speed, how do you feel? How do you feel when you drive by a car that's been stopped by a policeman driving a brand new GT Mustang? Nothing written on it, but the lights are hidden in behind the grill and up right along the top of the windshield. So you can't possibly perceive them. Obviously sneaky. How do you feel? Why does it tick you off? Why does it make you angry? Why do the cameras make us angry? Why, when Mr. Bush comes up with the concept that the military are authorized to arrest anybody that demonstrates against his war, why does it make us angry? I'll be back after this break, and we'll talk about guilt. Interesting deal. Fearless Radio. Steve Shanks, see you on the other side.
Thank you. Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Radio. We were talking about some of the stuff that's going on in the country. I've got to comment on Hillary. I can't leave this one alone. Looked up on the internet, Reuters put out the fact that she has announced that she is going to run for president. Apart from the fact that she made it to senator with, I guess maybe she's got a good liberal state that isn't concerned about gender definition, but other than that, I remember back when Billy Bob was running for president, Time Magazine, I believe it was, it could have been one of the other rags, but anyway, Time Magazine, I think, had this front page picture. You remember how Stalin and Hitler in their posters were always looking up and into the distance as if to be looking to the future with great anticipation and providing leadership to their country, all that crap? I remember those posters. They even had some of Lenin prior to the revolution. The fascinating thing was that just struck me right in the gut when old Billy Bob was running for office, was there was a stacked picture. We had Bill on top, and we had Hillary down, you know, kind of stacked down on the picture, and they were both looking up and away into the future, reminiscent of the Gestapo pictures that were taken of Hitler. Okay, now I look on the internet, and this article comes in on Reuters, and here's a picture of Hillary. Guess what she was looking at? She was looking up and away into the future. You know, I just really have a hard time with propaganda. And that brings us to the cameras. 384 cameras making sure that I never have to face another traffic jam in probably Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, you all know what those cameras are doing. You know what they're for, and they know, and you know that the tracking system in this country is closing in and closing in and closing in. And why does it make you mad? Let's talk about perception. You remember the glass being half full versus half empty? It's all in the mood that you're in. It's all in how you perceive it. If you're in a bad mood, things are going crappy, you look at a glass of water and you're thirsty, you say, that son of a gun is only half full. In other words, it's half empty. It's half gone. If you're in a good mood, you're thirsty, and you say, whoa, I got a half full glass of water. That's cool. Okay? We have cameras. A lot of people, even that aren't into being far to the right like some of you folks are, slightly to the right of Genghis Khan politically, but the fact is that even those folks are questioning, why do they need cameras at every intersection? What are they watching for? Okay? And those of us that have been around for a while know what they're watching for, what they're capable of watching for. And it's always for our own good. Hey, if a criminal is running around, they can track him and they can find him and they can know exactly where he is. But then let's bring up another subject. Why do they make you mad? Remember that plainclothes police car, the plain brown wrapper, as the CBers used to call them? Why does that make you so angry? It's called guilt, guys. Someone who gives you guilt really ticks you off, particularly if you're not guilty of anything. You're driving down the road, your radar detector goes off, and you're immediately, you know, you're a swivel neck. You're looking for where that bugger's coming from. And is he your friend? Remember the old campaigns? Now, I'm an old dude, so I went to high school during the 50s, and I was driving and things like that. But, you know, they used to have campaigns. The policeman is your friend. If you have any questions, or if you get scared, or if you need anything, or if you get lost, you run to your policeman. He is your friend. He is there to serve and to protect. Then they changed the perception. They changed the attitude. What are they called now? They're not called policemen or peace officers. They're called law enforcement. And so then it changes from them being on your side of the table with their arm around you saying, hey, I'm here. It's my job to take care of you and protect you. And then they make them law enforcement, put them in a plain brown wrapper car, and they become revenuers, and it's us versus them, isn't it? Why do we buy a radar detector? We're not out killing people with vehicular manslaughter by running ridiculous speeds. But if we happen to go a bit over the speed limit, or if we're in a hurry and there's nothing in the way, why not? Why not get your butt to where you need to go? It's called traveling, the right to travel. But we have regulations, and we have law enforcement people. They have taken the people of our security departments, you know, the police departments, and turned them into, in essence, our enemies. What about our military? If they are told to arrest anyone that exercises their freedom of response to the government by protesting or demonstrating or exercising their right to speak, well, we now have a commander-in-chief. We don't have a president. If we can stay at war, we have a commander-in-chief. And all's fair in war. But why does it make us mad? When somebody comes up to you, you know, let me point something out. Anytime you're feeling anger, down deep inside, there's something that's tickling the guilt mechanism a little bit. As you're seeing that policeman drive down the road and he's got his radar on, and your radar detector goes off, it's an implication that you are guilty for something. And so you run around and check yourself real quick to make sure you're not guilty. But who do you direct the feelings about? That police car made you feel guilty. Laws, regulations, rulings, restrictions say, oh, you better check because somebody's watching. And whoever's watching, you can't like very well. Because I'll guarantee you, anyone that stirs up your real guilt, if you are guilty of something, or someone who projects guilt to you by saying, you may be guilty, you may be doing something wrong, and I'm watching. Do you like that guy? You can't. It's called free agency. It's called being human. It's called being individuals. It's called being free. Because the extent to which someone, something, or some system inflicts guilt upon you, it causes you stress and you feel a restriction of your freedom. Anything with any human being, I don't care, you take a baby that's 6 months old, make it 2 months old, you know, a baby that's just barely able to sit up. You take your finger and put that finger on the side of that baby's head and push. What does the baby do? Pushes back. If you push a human being, what are you doing? You are inflicting a restriction. You are directing, limiting their freedom. They will always, every time, as sure as I'm sitting here looking ugly, push back. So what does propaganda do? Cameras, 384 cameras that now guarantee you will not be in a traffic jam. Propaganda redirects your perception. It says, you've been wondering what all these things are watching you for, restricting your freedom, or potentially accusing you even just because you're being watched. It restricts your freedom, and you resent it. But let's redirect that, and let's say, oh, this is for your own good. This is just something that we're doing to help you through the restricted traffic in the morning. You'll never have to be in another traffic jam again. Isn't it fascinating? We have safety belts for our own good. But you know what? If I'm sitting in my car, my property, driving along, if I want to take a chance on rolling that car and getting thrown out the window, what is it to anybody else? We're talking about British common law here. But yet I have big billboards that have a policeman with his dark glasses on and his helmet, and he looks like a stormtrooper. And it says, buckle up, we're watching you. Buckle up? It's my stinking butt that I'm tying into the lousy car. What's it to him? But what they've done is they've taken a job that has been established so that all of us can feel more free, so that we can leave our doors unlocked. And I'm going to crawl around to the other side of this break, tell you the rest of the story.
Hi. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hey, welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank, this is Radio. Glad to have you back aboard after that little break. I was talking about what they've done with the position of a policeman in our country. They have turned what was to protect us, what was to allow us to be more free, to be able to leave our doors unlocked because they were out there 24 hours a day protecting us from the negative element in our society. And if there was a problem, they were there to help. You know, I actually saw a state trooper assisting a lady along the freeway, changing a tire the other day. And that same day, I saw one of the local police in this little Mustang with one of my neighbors stopped with his sneaky little plainclothes police car. What a dichotomy. How do folks in the area of police work deal with all of these dichotomies? They're good guys, but they're bad guys. They give us guilt. They're supposed to give us protection. But what's happened is that the pendulum has swung pretty much the whole distance. It's now very, very much us versus them. I mean, when they hide and they sneak and they use the radar to try and gather revenue for the city, their efficiency reports are based on that. You got to ask, what is the real purpose? Now, let's get back to propaganda. You know that billboard with the cameras? What they're doing is they're changing the perception. We have had the perception of our police forces changed to law enforcement so that they are now against us, in effect. Now, I know that there are many of you out there that are good, honest police folks that don't ascribe to the direction things are going. I don't know how you feel about what I'm saying. I'm not being critical of the good work, the true crime-fighting work that's done. But when a regular citizen, for nothing very serious, is turned into having to feel the guilt of being a criminal, I think that's stepping across the line. And in this country, I think that we're way across the line with regard to that. I keep wanting to get back to this propaganda. You know, we had the E. coli infestation of the spinach. Now, everybody with half a brain realizes that that was seeded, it was set up, and it was meticulously orchestrated to get the hue and cry going that we need protection. You know, this disease control thing, whether you talk about the bird flu, the mad cow disease, by the way, they've backed way off on the mad cow disease. We know some reasons why. If anybody wants to know, you can kind of ask me sometime. But the fact is that all of these disease threats are setting things up propaganda-wise so that we can, so that there is justification for protecting us and causing us to have to be compliant, obedient, and be given the guilt that if we're not, then we are not true Americans. Look, for example, at the most heinous legislation that took more of our freedoms away in the shortest period of time than any time in the history of the country. What's that legislation called? What's it called? It's called the Patriot Act. Okay? You know, I talked to a fellow the other day who has a family member on Medicare. And this particular family was really in rough shape financially. And so they needed some Medicaid also. Do you realize that the application for Medicaid and some things in Medicare are stipulated? In other words, the information that has to be provided in those applications for health care are controlled by, guess what? Another term that sounds good, Homeland Security. Homeland. How sweet can it get? How unnoxious can it get? Homeland Security. Well, I guess maybe I've said my thing about that, but let's go back to the E. coli infestation of the spinach crop. You've heard my little announcement, and some of you could find it objectionable. I'll pull that pretty soon here, guys. I'm cutting another 1 minute with regard to the food. But what's happened is that we've had a hue and cry now as a result of that infestation from the chain stores asking that they make sure that they number and identify every lot, in other words, every shipment of produce, where it's coming from and where it goes. Now, you remember what we're doing with the livestock? We're tracking it. Now we're inventorying all of our produce in the field and tracking it. All for our own good. Food supply guys, we've got a break. We'll be back on the other side of it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. We're talking about... Right now, we're talking about the contamination of the food supply out there and the tracking of all this food. Now, folks are going to, in most cases, people don't change what they're doing very much. We do resist change. You know, you've heard me for quite some time saying, you've got to get in a supply of food. You have to take back your liberty. You have to be able to be totally independent with your food, with your debt structure, with emergencies. Anytime there's an emergency, you have to be able to take care of yourself, and you have to get independent with regard to your health. Well, the fact is that a lot of people follow the concept of insanity. Keep on doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Well, that's what's happening in a lot of cases with most of the Americans that are watching what's going on with the food in the country. Now, the hue and cry that's out there to have all of the food tracked is, again, for our own good. This disease control thing is just absolutely phenomenal as you watch it from the outside, as you watch it develop. It's always a crisis that's created in order to justify more controls. And that's part of the propaganda mechanism. That's part of getting people, instead of saying, hey, what are you watching me for, to say, oh, please, please protect me. And that's how propaganda works.
It takes something that people would normally say, oh, that doesn't look right to me, it smells funny to me, and it gives them a justification and says, oh, this is for your own good. This is a good thing. Well, let's look at the food situation in the country. Guys, it's serious. If you never believed us before at the task force here when we were talking about food, you got to believe us now. We know, we've said for years, that there will come a time when there won't be a growing season or there will be difficulty with the crops. We know that we're in a worldwide famine at this point. We know that we have a situation where in this country, if the imports disappeared, we could maybe hang on for 3 days. And we know that the Chinese are importing a good share of our food. Now, many of you during the week listen to Dr. William Deagle, okay, on Republic Broadcasting. He and I have gotten together, and I'm going to be on his program this next Tuesday. You might want to listen in, because what we're going to be talking about is the issue of food and how important it is. He will cooperate and give you some backup information that the food supply in this country not only is short, not only is genetically altered and imported from third world countries where they spray it with insecticides and grow it with fertilizers that have been illegal here for 35 years, but the fact is that he and I will be talking about the concept again after 4 years later now. What we were saying earlier was, if you have not stored it previously, or if you do not grow it yourself, you will not dare eat it. It's getting to that point. Now, William is going to be covering some of those concepts that he's aware of with regard to the engineering of the additives to food. And please, please listen to his program on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, on RBN. He and I will be talking about these very subjects. In fact, we have cooperative websites. Those of you that are working on your food supply, you must move quickly. This last freeze did an interesting thing at the wholesale level of foods. At the retail level, you know these little clementine oranges that are so sweet and tasty? I guess they're basically a mandarin orange. I don't know, but they're absolutely wonderful. We went into a grocery store a couple days before this last weekend, and we bought a little lug of those little buggers for $5.99. After this freeze hit on Tuesday, this week, we went into that same grocery store. Now, I know that they hadn't gotten new imports. Those were some of the stock that they'd already had in their warehouse. But when we went into that grocery store, those clementines were $10.99. Now, if you think that's bad at the retail level, the J. Michael Stevens Group has been working with food supplies for 25 years. And right now, the shortages that are occurring and the price increases that are pricing some of the foods out of the market are extremely severe. Any of you that have considered are working on your food supplies and everything, you must get them handled. You must get it taken care of very quickly. With the events that we've got going on with more troops over to the Middle East and the various activities here in the country with regard to the economy, get your food in. That's all I can say. One of the things you might want to call is J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. And go up on foodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com. That's a website. They're a co-op. They don't publish prices just because of all the shenanigans that are going on with retail foods right now, particularly storable foods. But do something with the food. Now, those of you that you know that the task force here at Fearless Radio works with four areas. Same old thing. Emergencies, that's Jim Phillips. I don't know if he's going to be able to call in today. He'll be in the second hour if he does. And
than food supplies, and getting control of your debt structure. Now, I got to tell you something about the debt issues. You know, when you hear the word debt on the radio, and when we're talking about this, an awful lot of you folks that are doing extremely well, that are paying all your bills, that are keeping up on your credit card payments and not having a hard time doing it, kind of discount it. That's for the ones that are in trouble. No. But the task force is working with, yes, some of the folks that are in trouble, but the ones that really need to know what we're doing here at the task force on the debt-free strategies, it's very urgent that you give us a call. If you're doing well, one of the things that's happening to you is there are some things that you don't know that are going on behind the scenes with these financial organizations. And there are some things that you can't do, no matter how astute and capable you are. But the team that they've put together at the task force is able to go through, and they know the things that you don't know. You've heard me talk about it before. Some of the ways that mortgage companies calculate the interest so that you pay so much up front, all of these things, what they come back with is a debt strategy. If you're working on debt at all, if you hear all the commercials right now with regard to debt and things, give us a call. Give the task force a call. Don't give us a call here at Fearless. The task force, give them a call. It's the same number that you do with the food. It's 800-409-5633. And they will get you out information that you need to know about. The other thing that you want to do, if you're dealing with getting your debts paid off, if you're doing extremely well and haven't even given it any thought, call into an 800 information line, and you'll get a bit of a background as to what you can do to save a tremendous amount of money in a lot of time. And that's 800-605-5868. Okay? Okay, let's get back to what we were talking about. We need to deal with, in this country, what's happening with the propaganda and with the food and with the debt and with the health care. I'm not sure how to put this to you, but you must become educated. You know, I believe it was Thomas Jefferson, and I could be wrong. I know that a couple of Supreme Court judges made a similar statement. So the bottom line is that if you don't know the law, and or if you don't know your rights, you virtually have no rights. One of the problems that we have in our country with the families that are going along, my daddy, who was 96 years old when he died and was a very, very astute businessman. He was a farmer up in Minnesota. But about 5 years before he died, he and I were talking about some of the things that I was doing, helping people with some of the affairs in their lives. And he said, son, the problem that we've got in this country is we've had it too good for too long. And what's happened with the country is we have had developed here virtually a welfare mentality that says, if you got a problem, just contact the government. They'll pass another law, and they'll control everything for you. They'll take care of you. What we do is we give away our freedom every chance we get. And one of the areas that we've done it is in the ability to take care of ourselves. I mean, we have families that have huge homes, beautiful homes, meticulous lawns, and no gardens. People have gotten weak and lazy. You've got the old pioneers wouldn't borrow money from anybody if you beat them with a stick. They'd work it out. They were honorable men. And I'm not saying that if you borrow money, you're not an honorable person, but they saw it as part of their honor, part of the decency, part of their ethic, that they were totally independent. They could take care of themselves. And that's what we're talking about here. Please get back that spirit in your families. Look at every dependency that you have. Now, you hear me talk about this all the time.
look at every dependency that you have and take care of it. Get back into control of it. Be in a situation where nothing can make you feel guilty. Nothing, no law that they pass or no restriction that's put on us can make you feel guilty, because you don't owe them. You don't need anybody or anything. And I'm not talking about being totally isolated, not giving a darn about anybody. I'm talking about not needing. If we can get to the point where we have clothing in our control, in other words, we have enough clothing, we have everything that we need as far as our clothing, as far as our shelter, this is the time now to look at what you're paying on your house and wonder if you might want to move to a smaller house. The ego of having that great big beautiful house and no food stored, when we know beyond a shadow of a doubt we are going to have food shortages, food will not be attainable. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that food will be a control mechanism. If you don't want to be controlled, you must have your own. And it's the same way you hear us talking about that in other broadcasts. Just remember, if you are in debt in any way, if you're paying on a house anyway, this is not for the people that are in trouble. I'm saying this to everyone. If you have any debts, give us a call at 800-409-5633. That's the task force. We got some people that handle that part of our activity. And you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. You thought you had a good low interest rate. You thought that you were in the best shape you could possibly be, paying off your credit cards and paying your mortgage, all this kind of stuff. Any debt, if you're doing well, you really need to call, because you are losing thousands and thousands of dollars just because of what you don't know and also because of what you can't do. And you also got to be careful. You have to be careful with regard to some of the organizations. Anytime there's a need, whether it's the food storage stuff or whether it's debt reduction or any of these things, you will always have 10 crooked, really shyster operations jumping up and jumping into the middle of things, trying to make a fast buck for every one legitimate one that's decent. If you have any questions about emergency supplies and food supplies and debt structure or any of the health care stuff that's going on out there, the alternative health care, call the task force. If we probably know who they are, what they're doing, and how they operate. But if we don't, we can find out. And we'll give you an honest evaluation of whether you can trust that organization or whether you can't. Feel free anytime you need information or you have questions or you're worried to call into the task force at 800-409-5633. And you'll find that you get some real legitimate, honest-to-goodness answers. Another fellow to the call, when he gets up on his radio program, extremely knowledgeable, very capable, knows the ins and outs of all of the conspiracies and all of the health issues and what's going on in the country. Dr. William Deagle, MD, has a program on RBN. Listen to it. Listen to what he has to say. But don't just listen to what we're all saying. Act. Do something. Remember the concept, freedom is never free. And you remember the concept that you hear from us here on Fearless Radio. If it is to be, it's up to me, but freedom is never, ever free. That's real. That's valid. And that's the way it is. So I tell you at the beginning of each one of these classrooms of the radio airwaves that we call Fearless Radio to get out your pen and paper and write down some notes. Take down the phone numbers if you need any information. But the main thing is, think about what we're talking about. We right here can't do anything. You've heard me say before that we can't do one solitary thing about what the president decides to do in his position as
commander-in-chief, where he's no longer a president that has to get sanctions by the Congress, but can act on his own since he's in a war situation. A commander-in-chief functions differently than a president. Okay, we can't do anything about that as families. We can't do anything about the issues of law enforcement. We can't do anything about the issues of taxation, of all of the freedoms that we're losing. But what we can do is become totally independent as families and individuals. And we'll finish this up, this first hour, on the other side of this little break. See you then.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Segment of this hour of Fearless Radio. I hope that maybe some of the things that we've talked about will be useful for you, just in your thinking. Realize that if we're going to be free, if we're going to take back our liberty, we have to get rid of dependencies. Food is an important one. If you didn't get the phone numbers on the debt programs that the task force handles, it's 800-409-5633. Strategies, not for down and outers or not for people that have, you know, endless problems, but really for all of us. What I'm trying to say, and what we try to say every time we get a chance, is that we have the ability to take control of our destiny, even though things look really bleak out there in terms of the controls that are being placed on us. And one of the things that I tried to point out earlier on in this hour is that the controls represent taking away of our freedoms. And the only thing that we have power to do is to take back those freedoms by living our lives in such a way that we're as independent as possible. And by the task force thinking, there are only four ways, four areas of taking back that liberty. Now, I'll be coming back at you in another hour. I'm not sure. I wasn't able to get a hold of Jim Phillips before the program, so I'm not sure whether he'll be joining us on that. But this next hour that we have coming up, take down the call-in numbers. If any of you would like to call in and discuss any of the issues that we talk about here on the task force, primarily if you have some questions that we can help you with. The phone number for next hour, don't call in now because we don't have that much time, but 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. That is a call-in number if any of you have any questions. We'll be talking with this last cold snap. We're going to be talking next hour a little bit about what has happened with the food supply in the country. We're going to be talking about that cold weather clothing that now people can maybe realize they may need even if they're in very, very moderate climate. But remember one thing. As you look at things that are happening with Mrs. Clinton deciding to run for president and the rules and regulations and now questions to freedom of speech and any of the various amendments, the Second Amendment is always being challenged and re-challenged. It's kind of like water dripping on a rock. They keep coming at us and coming at us. But remember one thing. Freedom begins at home. Liberty is in the mind. And just like with propaganda and the changing of attitudes, everything is really how you perceive it. If you perceive our life as good and having an opportunity to have empower ourselves by taking back our freedoms, by becoming as independent as possible, that's the way of life that we as Americans need to choose. And remember one very important thing. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never, ever free. See you next hour.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.